You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am here joined by Gary Dalhousie from the band Ocean Beach, who have just released their new track, Tower of Babel. Good morning, Gary. How are you doing?
Good morning, Zach. Bloody good to talk to you, mate.
Likewise, man. Likewise. You're coming to us live from Tamaki, correct?
Correct. Yes, I'm sitting in my car because I've got a house full of kids that are sitting exams and I don't want to annoy them.
Now, there's a lot of anxious energy. There's a bit of tension, I imagine.
There is.
Yeah. There's a lot of people coming from Auckland, man. We just had a yarn with Arahi from the band Te Tokutoru about their new track. He's up in Auckland. I feel like a lot of people I talk to are from Auckland, and I really want to come and see the place at some point.
Hey, man, come up. There's definitely a lot to see. There's a lot of cool culture happening. Lots of little bars doing, you know, their own thing. We've got a local bar up here that does a jazz night on Thursdays, and you can see all the kids from, you know, jazz school strutting their stuff there. It's wonderful up here. I mean, the thing that makes it really great is that, you know, half of New Zealand's migrated here, so it's not full of Dorklanders.
Very true. I think Otipoti also gets a bit of a seasonal import of Aucklanders. So I'm definitely immersed by Aucklanders, but never been to the place. It's quite funny. you're originally from Waihaupa, Invercargill. I want to know, when was the last time you went back to Waihaupa, Invercargill?
2 years ago, actually. I did a little roadie down there because my whānau still lives in Dunedin, and my bro still lives in Invercargill, actually. But I took the kids down there for Christmas a couple of years ago, and we did a tiki around Queenstown and Central, went to Wanaka, you know, came back down through Invercargill, went to Ōrete Beach. You know, I had to show them, you know, where I grew up, drove past Southland Boys High, which is my
classic
school.
Yeah.
I try to get down there. I love the place. I really dearly miss it. And
oh, really? That's refreshing.
Oh, no, it's a wonderful place, man. Like, there's... I remember seeing this TV show in the 90s called Northern Exposure, and it was about this New York doctor who had to, you know, basically move to Alaska in this small town, and that's where he kind of found himself. And he realized that, you know, small towns are where it's all happening because that's where the community is and stuff.
Mm.
But the great thing about Invercargill and Dunedin is, you know, those twilights, the summer twilights and the gorgeous light in the sky down there, it's really something. And I think, you know, if you resist and feel like you should be somewhere else, you're not doing it right, you know?
Yeah, I think that's... I mean, I don't know, when I was in high school, I don't know if you had that feeling, but I definitely had the vibe in high school that I need to get out of here, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think when you're growing up, you're like, okay, I need to go. I think appreciating Invercargill is something that you kind of learn to do if you don't stay there.
Don't get me wrong, man. I couldn't wait to get out. But, like, hey, I lived down there before the internet, right? So it really was the arsehole of the world. And it felt so far away from everything. But now, you know, I mean, it's kind of... The world isn't like that anymore.
Mm. No, it isn't. Everything's more interconnected. It's funny seeing, like, Sal's and Reburger and other joints start showing up in Invercargill. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
Was your trajectory from Invercargill to Dunedin?
It kind of... Not really. I went straight to Christchurch when I left school, and then I went to Sydney for 3 years.
All right.
Came back to Dunedin to study at Otago when I was 24.
Okay.
And met a bunch of good people there, and that's when I started going to the Crown, because I lived with, like, you know, art students and people doing BAs who had lots of time to drink and think. And we all kind of lived up that town as adult students. You know, we weren't second, third year classic 19, 20 year olds. We were older.
Mature.
And so, yeah. And so we hung out at the Empire and the Crown and Arc when it started, which I ended up managing. But the Crown Hotel, I moved there when I was 24 and stayed until I was 30.
That's a good amount of time to appreciate the finer things about Otipoti.
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. And I think, you know, when you spend that amount of time and you learn all the nooks and crannies and you go to Porokanui and you know, you learn where all the cool beaches and nooks are, and you actually make great friends with locals as well, you know. And I was fortunate enough to meet everyone who's ever done anything in the scene down there, you know, which is what happens in a small town like Dunedin. You know, you're going to parties with Tex and Bob Scott and, you know, all those guys, and everyone's just, you know, one day they're a rock star, the next day they're painting your house.
So very true, man. It is funny just bumping into people, even from like the classic Dunedin sound bands. You might just walk down them, walk into them on the street, and you never know.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's hilarious. The first line of the track Tower of Babel mentioned that you were at the Crown playing pool. I want to know who won that pool game.
I was pretty good, but I was by no means the best. They had Otago pool team players living upstairs.
Oh, really? At the Crown?
Yeah. Man. So that guy that I talk about, Wayne, he's an actual dude. He was part of the Otago pool team. The guy with the mullet. That's why I say Wayno came on down in his dressing gown, because he lived upstairs. And yeah, I tried to bring some of the characters that were there. But yeah, Wayne's probably still there, actually, back in the day, to life in the song, because the memories are so vivid.
Mm. So people, I never knew the Crown was an actual hotel. I just thought it was called that because of a vestige of a previous entity. But no, so people actually live at the Crown. That's remarkable.
Yes,
incredible.
Up on the first floor, maybe even, I don't know about the second floor. That might be where Jones and Sam live. But it's quite the place.
What is the interior like in those rooms?
As you would envisage it, like red velour.
Whoa.
And red carpet.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of Shining-esque, almost.
It might have changed by now, but that's what it was like back in those days, yeah.
Far out, that's hilarious. Was there any venue that you think is as special as the Crown up in Tamaki?
Well, for longevity, it would have been the King's Arms until it closed. Because the Crown was just one, right? I mean, Ark was amazing, but it was a small space and time. And also the Empire was another legendary venue. Then going back before those, you had the Ori, the Oriental and the Gardies and stuff like that. But the Crown has just been there doing its thing quietly for such a long time. And it kind of flies under the radar because, you know, the classic Otago student doesn't really know it exists. So it doesn't get the mentions that other venues might. Mm. I mean, up here in Auckland, there are a number of venues like Whammy Bar and Galatos. You know, the wine cellar's just closed because it's merged with Whammy Bar to become Double Whammy.
Yeah.
So that struggle for, you know, inner city venues is real, and it's still happening, sadly. So we've got to do what we can to you know, help these venues stay in existence and support them as punters and as artists.
I wholeheartedly agree with that, man. There's, you know, there was the Save Dunedin Live Music campaign, which is still growing strong, which is designed to protect our venues and our spaces. And yeah, they're so important. And I agree, the Crown is, you know, it's kind of just mulling away in the corner, doing its own thing. And I really respect the Crown for a lot of reasons, but also because of how it supports quite experimental, weird bands quite a lot, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my first ever band that I was in was a terrible band called Rosemary's Garden, and we're a Christchurch band. We came down to play our first gig, my first gig, sorry, at the Crown.
Mm-hmm.
We played with this band from of young upstarts called Isolation Backlash. They were from Gore.
Oh yeah. Oh, and that's wait. That Isolation Backlash is oh my god, you know, Andy Flyboy's old band.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Crack up.
And Andy's up here.
Yeah.
Still shredding his stuff. He runs a costume hire place.
He does indeed. Yeah,
it's of some note. You know, anytime anyone's wearing something cool, it's probably been hired from Andy's costume hire place. But that's right. It was Andy Flyboy's band, and he was kind of front man, dude. He would do backflips off the bar table where people were sitting at and, you know, still singing. And I don't know why he gave it up, actually. He was such a brilliant dude. But, yeah, so that was my... That was in 1989. And so that I can't think of another venue that... Like a pub venue that's been going... What is that? That's like 36 years. Yeah. And it'll be going some time in 1989 as well. So continuously doing music, you know. They're just legends, those Chin boys.
They are. Sam,
yeah.
Big ups to the Chins, Jones and Sammy. And also, they always put on a good spread for their artists. They always put on some kai for the performing artists of the night, which is just lovely. There's so much hospitality.
Totally. And also they've got that classic live, I don't know if it's a live feed, but they post the video footage of each gig, right? And that latest one, there's one from the last week or two by Infinite Justice, which has gone viral because it's, I don't know if you've seen it, it's the song about Chris Luxon and David Seymour.
Oh, no, I don't think I have.
Oh, dude, you need to check it out because it's still getting lots of comments from all over the world. It's gone pretty viral.
That's awesome. Are you talking about the Dunedin Sound videographer, or is this... Do the Crown do their own videography? I didn't know that they did that.
They've just got a camera pointed at stage.
Oh, true.
It doesn't move. It basically just archives. And then Jones... Well, someone at the Crown Hotel shares a song from each gig, each performance there, and which I just think is so great.
That is awesome. That is really, really sick. Well, it's been great to reminisce with you and wax nostalgic about the Crown as such an institution. I really want to thank you for your time this morning, Gary. I do want to know, have you all got any other tracks coming out soon as Ocean Beach, and do you have any shows that you'd like to mention?
We've got a few shows coming up in Auckland, but with the Ocean, Tower of Babel is the fifth track off our upcoming album, which will be released on vinyl. We're aiming for April next year. So there have been already five tracks released up until we've done a release on the first of each month from July. And I believe Radio 1's been very kind in playing most of them a lot. So... hopefully your listeners are familiar with, and that, you know, most of them are about, the album is going to be called The Long Road Home. It's about my journey to, you know, finding peace within myself, but it started with little, the album is started with little thing, gems like reminiscences of being naughty at the pub, or, you know, we've got one called Savage Buckets, which is an instrumental about what it feels like when audially when you smoke bucket bombs. so, you know, there's some naughtiness and lots of niceness in the album. But, yeah, I think it's been great chatting to you about this because it's really relevant to Dunedin, I suppose.
Oh, of course. And we'll have to have, you know, Ocean Beach come down and do a show at the Crown at some point next year. That has to be on the menu.
I will ring you personally, Zach. You're going to help me organise it.
I will. I'm very happy to help. All right, thank you so much for coming on the program today, Gary.
Kia ora tato.
Kia ora tato, indeed. All right, folks, that was Gary Dalhousie from the band Ocean Beach. We're chatting about their new single, Tower of Babel, which is an ode to the Crown Hotel. Love, love, love the Crown Hotel. Heaps. It's 9:32 here on The One. Here is Ocean Beach. After that, we'll have the Radio and Surf Report with Nolsey. Stay tuned.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.